I have. Let's go to Psalm 143. Apologize for that long list of notices this morning. Psalm 143, as we go to God's Word, and beginning in verse 7 of Psalm 143, the Bible says, "Hear me speedily, O Lord, my spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake. For thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. And of thy mercy cut off mine enemies and destroy all them that afflict my soul, for I am thy servant." So I've entitled the message, "Cause me to know the way." Cause me to know the way. Let's pray. Lord, use your word in our lives. Thank you so much for this opportunity to open it together. And I pray, that, Lord, we will leave this room changed today as the Holy Spirit takes the powerful sword of the Word of God and touches our hearts with it, Lord. May great things happen. And so we pray you'll meet with us, you'll be glorified, that this will be an exciting time in your word now. We give it to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I believe here we find a great outline, if you will, of how important it is that we spend time with God every morning before we face our day. And the things that we need to be asking for while we spend time with God. You know, we can go into the day on our own or with God. We can go into the day in our strength or in God's strength. We can face the day with our wisdom or with God's wisdom. And I believe it comes down to whether or not we set aside the time to commit the day unto the Lord. Because it's His day. We are His possession. He bought us with His blood. He owns us, the Bible says. And so it's only right that we therefore come to Him and ask Him to guide us each day. And so in this passage, David has just written it out so beautifully, all these things that we need to be asking for when we go to prayer. Notice in verse 7, it starts off with, "Hear me." Hear me. Well, the implication there is that we're speaking to God. And so many Christians don't, like they should, pray to the Lord, spend time with their Heavenly Father. David says, "Hear me speedily, O Lord. I am talking to my God, the one who has saved me, the one who has become my friend. Hear me." And you know, the good news is that God wants to hear us. It's not that He's a mean God or a mean Father. He's a loving Father, and He loves it when we come to Him and want to fellowship with Him and spend time with Him. And that's a great thing. And so each day as we face the day, it would be so wonderful if we just came to God and said, "Lord, hear me. Hear me." Notice in verse 1, He says, "Hear my prayer. Hear my prayer." Notice in verse 6, "I stretch forth my hands unto thee, for my soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land." And of course, in verse 8, "Cause me to hear." And so, if we would have this attitude that each day, I am going to give my day to God. And I'm going to start it with prayer. If you would look at Psalm 5, keep your place here, and look at Psalm 5, verse 3. I think this is a great verse to memorize about prayer, because it reminds us that it's in the morning we need to start the day with God. Notice He says, "My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up." Twice in that verse, in the morning. In the morning, we need to start off with God. And when we do, David gives us some of the things we need to ask for. So let's go back to our passage and see what those things are. And by the way, you noticed in verse 7, he said, "My spirit faileth, hide not thy face from me, lest I be like them that go down to the pit." Do we hurt sometimes? Do we have trials? Of course we do. And God wants us to be honest with Him about those things. You know, David didn't come to the Lord and say, "Oh Lord, everything's great, I'm happy. Oh, I'm just wonderful." Because sometimes we aren't. He came to God and said, "My spirit faileth. I'm struggling. I'm hurting." It's okay to be honest with the Lord. He already knows anyway. But to open our hearts and be honest with Him, that's what God wants. So in verse 8, number 1, cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning. One of the first things we need to be asking for when we come to God in the morning is, "Lord, I want to hear from you." You see, prayer is a two-way street. It's not just us spending time with God, it's God spending time with us. And we speak to the Lord through prayer, and He speaks to us through His Word. And so he comes to God and he says, "Cause me to hear thy loving kindness." He's not asking to hear audibly, because we won't. God doesn't work that way. But how do we hear from the Lord? Through His Word. There's another verse in Psalm 119:18 where David said, "Open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law." David understood that this is the place where we're going to hear wondrous things from God. And so our time in the morning, it's both. It's prayer and the Word. It's all one thing. Because it's in prayer that we're speaking to our Heavenly Father, and it's through the Word that our Heavenly Father is speaking to us. And so as we come to God in the morning, we need to start the day by saying, "Cause me to hear. I want to hear from you, Lord. It's not just about me. It's not just me coming to you with a list of requests. I need to hear from you." And by the way, I believe if we come with that attitude, we will hear from Him. Because He promised in His Word that that's exactly what would happen. So number 1 in verse 8, cause me to hear. That's where it's got to start. Cause me to hear. Then notice in verse 8, cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. Let's face it. We tend to be self-centered. We tend to be self-righteous. We tend to be prideful. And we honestly often believe that we don't need God's help to know the way we should go. And that's a big mistake. Because we don't know the way. David says, "Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk." Keep your place here. Look at Jeremiah chapter 10, please. Verse 23. Just so we can settle this question as to whether or not we know the way, God makes it very clear in His Word that we do not. Jeremiah chapter 10, look at verse 23. "O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps." Well, there God settled it for us. It is not in man that walketh. In other words, we don't know the way. We might think we do, but we don't. And that's why when we come to God each morning, we need to say, "Lord, cause me to know the way. Because I don't know the way." But He does. And if we'll come with that attitude, I believe God will show us the way. Doesn't the Bible say in Proverbs 3:6, "In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths"? We want Him to direct our paths. We want Him to show us the way. And so David starts off by saying, "Cause me to hear. And as I'm hearing, cause me to know the way that I should walk." Then in verse 9, notice he says, deliver me. Deliver me. Does God have the power to protect us from our enemies? Does God have the power to deliver us from our trials and our temptations? Of course He does. When Jesus gave us the model prayer in Matthew 6, He said, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." It's appropriate to come to God when we come to God in the morning for direction and say, "Lord, deliver me. I'm going to be tested today. The flesh is going to test me. The devil's after me. The world's going to test me. Deliver me." When Jesus came back from the garden and found His disciples asleep there in Matthew 26, what did He say? "Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." We need God's deliverance. And we need to be asking for it. Every day when we come to Him, God can protect us. Look in Psalm 91, if you would, verse 1. Beautiful verse about God's protection. That He gives us a place to hide, if you will. Psalm 91, verse 1. "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Now that's a good place to hide. Amen. The secret place of the Most High. Too many Christians don't hide there. They go running off to do their own thing, get into trouble, and then come to God and say, "Help." But if they would have started off with this attitude of, "Lord, I'm going to get attacked today. I'm going to run into trials today. Please deliver me. Please protect me from my enemies," the largest of which being the devil. If we would start off the day asking for that deliverance, I believe we'll see more deliverance rather than asking for it after the fact. And so as we come to the Lord and say, "Lord, I want to hear from You. What should we be asking for? Cause me to know the way, because I don't know the way. Deliver me, because I'm going to get attacked and I'm going to need Your help." I mean, doesn't the Bible say in 1 Corinthians 10:13, "There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man? But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted, but will give you a way of escape that you should be able to bear it." He promised that. So He can deliver us, and He will, but we need to ask. Let's move on, verse 10. "So not only cause me to hear, cause me to know the way and deliver me, but look what He says in verse 10. Teach me to do Thy will." Are you saying this not automatic to do the will of God? Is there anybody here that automatically does the will of God? Does it just come natural to you to do right? It'd be nice if it was like that, wouldn't it? We need instruction. David wasn't afraid to say, "Lord, teach me to do Thy will. I know what Your will is, and I struggle to do it. Teach me to do it." And I believe one of the first steps is what this passage is about, starting the day off with God. But it's okay to say, "Lord, I know what Your will is, but I need You to teach me to do Your will." Which is what David's asking for. And I believe the more that we trust Him, the more that He'll teach us to follow Him and do what we should. The more that we do the known will of God, praying every day, being in the Word, witnessing, being faithful to church, whatever, the more He'll reveal the other parts of His will for us. But not if we don't ask. Not if we don't ask. Go to Colossians 1:9. Keep your place here. And Paul here is trying to encourage the Christians at Colossae. And notice what he is praying for these Colossian Christians here in Colossians chapter 1, verse 9. He says, "For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding." He's saying, my prayer for you, you Christians, is that you would be filled with the knowledge of His will. Where does that come from? It comes from God, the knowledge of His will. That's why we need to start the day with God and say, Lord, teach me to do Thy will. Moving on in our passage, he says in verse 10, lead me into the land of uprightness. Lead me. I don't know about you, but I need led. Because when we make our own decisions, we tend to go the wrong way. But if we'll start off the day saying, lead me, Lord, show me the way, as it says at verse 10, Thy Spirit is good, that's exactly what His good Spirit will do for us. He will lead us. That's one of the reasons He came. Jesus said there in John 16 that He will lead you into all truth when the Spirit of truth has come. In John 16, 13, He will lead us. But it doesn't hurt to ask for it. Notice, if you would, Psalm 5, 8. Turn back there, if you would, quickly. But David is saying, Lord, lead me into the land of uprightness. I want to go Your way. Lead me. And that's exactly what God will do, I believe, if we ask. The Holy Spirit lives in us and is ready and willing as we walk in Him and yield to Him to do just that. Look at Psalm 5:8. Lead me, O Lord, in Thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Look at this last phrase. Make Thy way straight before my face. That happens to be one of the most special verses in the world to me, because in April of 1990, I was praying this very verse. And that's when God laid New Zealand on our hearts, 26 years ago. He used His word to do it. But we got to ask, lead me, O Lord. Notice verse 11. He finishes by asking, Lord, quicken me. Quicken me. O Lord, for Thy name's sake, for Thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. Quicken me. Do you need an injection of more strength in life today? David did. David was a man after God's own heart. And he knew he needed it. Especially after he sinned with Bathsheba. He said, Lord, restore unto me the joy of Thy salvation. There in Psalm 51. I've lost it. I need quickened. You know, we like to quote, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. But it's Christ that strengthens us. We need that strength to do all things. We need to be asking for it. And that's what David is saying here. Quicken me, O Lord. Bring me out of trouble. I'm going to be facing some trouble today. I don't know what it is yet. He said up there in verse 3. I'm in the wrong place here. But he mentions in verse 3 that we're going to have troubles. And the thing is, yeah, for the enemy hath persecuted my soul. He hath smitten my life down to the ground. He hath made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead. This is David speaking here. You know what? Every day when you get up, you're going to face some troubles. You want some good news? God knows what they are. In advance. But we don't. So is it appropriate to come to God in the morning and say, quicken me, O Lord. I need some extra strength today. I need an injection of more life today, if you will, because I'm going to be facing some troubles, and you know what they are, so give me the strength to face them. David didn't say, Lord, I pray I don't have any troubles today, because that's not something we should be praying. First of all, it's not God's will. Troubles is God's will. And second of all, that's not up to us. That's up to Him. So don't be praying, Lord, I pray I don't have any troubles. be praying, Lord, quicken me so I can face them when they come. And verse 12, and thy servant, and of thy mercy, cut off mine enemies, destroy them that afflict my soul, for I am thy servant. He's our master, he's our Lord. Why not start the day off with him? Asking him to cause us to know the way. Giving him the day, giving him our lives, admitting we don't know the way, but if he'll teach us, if he'll show us, we'll follow. And so David came with this attitude of expectation, this attitude of humility, of not knowing what he should do, but knowing that God knew. And so he says in verse 8, cause me to hear. He says in verse 8, cause me to know. He says in verse 9, deliver me. Verse 10, teach me. Verse 10, lead me. And verse 11, quicken me. If we would start our day with that attitude, I believe God's going to do amazing things in our lives. Cause me to know the way. Let's commit to giving God our days and watching him use us and guide us and protect us and lead us and strengthen us. And I believe he'll use us to do great things for him if that'll be our attitude. Let's pray.